News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and it is Tuesday. Time for the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Mike, be young, be foolish, be happy.
Now, that's an old Tams song.
I picked that very deliberately. It's not the one that you hear all the time.
It's
this is
not,
like an original.
That's exactly right. Good choice.
Yes, good choice. I'm an oldster. I like the old original stuff.
Oh, here on the
Garden
Line.
His face lit up because he knew the song, but he's like, wait, that's not the version I'm used to.
That's not. But
I think it's the original release, the original recording.
Really?
Yes.
Not by the Tams.
Yes, this is the
Tams. That was the Tams original.
Yes.
But their later release sounds
different.
Yes,
I can pull up the later release one if you want to. If you prefer to hear that one, I'm happy to accommodate you.
Let's just put the garden stuff aside. We'll just talk music here.
I would love that.
That would be so.
In fact, I should do a podcast on old music, probably.
Yes, I'll join you, no doubt about
that. That would be fun with
exactly.
you, for
exactly.
sure.
How you doing?
I'm really good. I think I'm just about, I'm going to knock on wood, say I'm over that crud that was lingering for a while.
That has lingered.
Yeah, well, you know, Malcolm was on yesterday, Malcolm Ballinger, and he said he's had the same thing for
a
couple weeks. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's going around, but I feel so much better today. And maybe it's the sunshine, the fact that it's not raining out.
Well, just for the record, I feel pretty good this morning.
Good. Then we're going to be young, be foolish, and be happy right here in the Garden Line. How's that?
You better believe it.
So if you got any questions, we're getting ready for spring gardening. I know that I can see his notebook is full of fun facts. He is so ready today.
I am so ready.
So if you've got a question for Mike Wiggins on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620, text it on in.
These are old notes. We normally wing it here on the Garden Line. Okay, just a couple things to talk about.
Okay.
One, a real quick weather note, and we're going to have to brag a little bit, Meg, you and me, because we figured this out. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were, you know, is it going to freeze? Is it going to get cold again? What's the weather going to do? And it's March and April, and nobody ever knows. But we said at the time that our computer was telling us that the last time we would see 40-degree temperatures this spring was going to be April 7th. And we were going to stick by that.
You did say that a couple weeks ago. I remember.
Now, we're going to have 40s tonight, which is April the 8th. But speaking of music, there's an old country and western song called It's Close Enough to Perfect for Me. In any event,
I don't know. I missed that one somewhere along the way.
Yeah. So anyway, we missed it by one day. That's close enough to perfect for me.
Okay, I'm with you.
So very good.
There you go.
But seriously.
That's pretty close, though.
Oh, we got pretty close on that. But we did have all that rain. And I'm going to tell you right now, we are so fortunate. The rain we had was good. It's a good springtime rain, long time slow rain. But heaven help those folks up in North Alabama,
and
Kentucky, and Tennessee. Our thoughts and prayers go with those folks. They had it so bad, from tornadoes to floods.
I have a good friend that retired up in the Georgia mountains, and his house is right there on the river. Loves being by the river. It's beautiful in the springtime. And this weekend, it was the water came right up to the doorstep, and they were just holding their breath, and it didn't come in the house. So they were just so grateful. But now they're like, well, do we? Because it's like once in every 200 years that's happened.
Exactly.
So he said, and now it's happened three times in like 3 days something.
Remember when we had our April flood? Remember a couple of years ago?
I got damaged from that. I was in Gulf Breeze at that time.
Were you?
Flooded my garage. I lost everything.
Wow.
Yeah, in the back. Oh, yeah, that was bad.
Let's move ahead.
Moving
ahead. With some
being young,
weather.
Being foolish, be happy.
Exactly. Okay, we do need to congratulate all the folks that did the Spring Festival of Flowers up at Pensacola State College in Milton.
I saw so many pictures on Facebook.
Huge success. I think they had over 100 vendors, and I love to see the picture on television showed about, I don't know, maybe a 6 or 7 year old child dragging the wagon full of plants.
Yes,
that was so cute.
I saw that too.
Yeah, so anyway, so good for them. Now, another thing, next week, I will not be here. Paul from Blue Sky Landscaping is going to substitute for me here. He's always fun to have on the air. Sometimes he has things coming from a little different perspective. He's a landscaper. He knows a lot of the new and improved plants that we can talk about. And I know you're going to enjoy having him on. He really is very,
well, I'm looking
very
forward
good.
To it because he does send us a lot of texts and comments and stuff.
And he listens and helps us and kind of agrees with us sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't. That's fine. That's kind of what this business is all about. So in any event, that's good. And then this is probably the last thing we need to just chat about before we get moving here is that today starts, well, not today, Thursday will start the Masters tournament up in Augusta. Now, if you watch the Masters, which I do, and so many people do, it's just an amazing golf tournament, but it's the horticulture around the Masters that is just amazing. Just amazing.
That course is so gorgeous.
It's so gorgeous. And the reason I want to mention that is that people watch that and say, why can't I do that? Mm-hmm. Why can't my front yard look like the fairway on number six?
I almost want to say, do they like paint it? Because the color is always, every year, this brilliant green, gorgeous.
I have the answer for you.
You do?
I do have the answer. Because what they do at Augusta, the fairways, we'll do the fairways first. The fairways are Bermuda, which we have talked about on the air. Bermuda is a grass that will do very well here in Pensacola, but it really is a golf grass because it's high maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, it will take heavy traffic. It's a golf course grass. And it is, you mow it very, very low, and it's a good grass. I even have a friend that has a Bermuda front yard, and he has to work very hard with it. You need special mowers. You need real mowers to mow it. But the Bermuda grass is what is in Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Augusta Bermuda grass, now keep in mind they're in about one zone above us,
right,
horticulturally wise. And so that Bermuda grass, this time of year, and Masters time of year, is not totally out of dormancy.
Oh.
You wouldn't see that beautiful green grass. So here you go. You've got the Bermuda grass fairways. But they overseed it with a perennial ryegrass, which makes it totally beautifully green.
Hmm.
Now, that ryegrass, it's called a perennial ryegrass.
Mm-hmm.
Perennial in our business means it comes back every year. But in Augusta, with their hot, humid summers, it's not going to come back every year. So what they do, they overseed it in the fall, cultivate it, fertilize it, water it, and it looks absolutely perfect for the Masters Golf Tournament. And then, as we get into summer, that perennial ryegrass will die out, just like the ryegrass does in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is where you get terminology gets all goofed up. It's a perennial ryegrass, but up in Augusta, it's really an annual ryegrass.
So it doesn't come back. But
back.
Here it would come back?
No, it won't do it at all.
Okay.
No, we're too hot for it. Really isn't good. You can plant perennial ryegrass here and kind of do just what they do in Augusta, but it's going to die out in the summer, just like it does in Augusta. So you've got the Bermuda grass out there for the summer and the fall. Then they go all over again, putting in that perennial ryegrass. So that's why it's so beautiful, because that perennial ryegrass they use is a thin blade, and it just has a great green color to it. And so that's cool. Now, one other thing about a couple other things about the Masters, cause I just really look at it horticulturally wise.
Oh, so beautiful.
Now, it's going to be different this year. It's a different look because they lost so many trees in the hurricane.
Oh.
And so they have got a new look, and a lot of the golfers are saying, wait a minute. I can now see the green where I'm hidden, you know. So anyway, that's going to be interesting if you do watch that. So you need to look at that. Had a lot of flooding there also. Now, look at the greens. Look at the greens. We need to talk about that when we get. We'll take a little break.
Yes, let's take a little break and we'll come back.
Step aside just a second.
All right.
Then when we get back, we'll chat real quick about a few other things at the Masters.
Excellent.
And
okay.
Then move on.
All right. We're going to come back in just a minute. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. Having some fun talking about the greens and the fairways at the Masters.
At the Masters, absolutely. Now, go to the greens. The greens are creeping bent grass. Now,
I've never heard of
my
that.
My golfer friends will know exactly what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, I called a good friend of mine yesterday to say, hey, do we have any bent grass greens in Pensacola? Because if you look at bent grass where it can grow, your computers will tell you that it could grow here. But it's a cool season grass. Mm-hmm. And if you say, what are cool season grasses? Well, a lot of our friends who have lived up north will know fescue is a good example of a cool season grass where it's just too hot to grow it down here. But their greens are creeping bent grass, very fine texture. Mm-hmm. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful grass on the greens. One secret of those greens, though, is they've got what they call a sub-air system, which is a whole infrastructure underneath the greens.
Oh, really?
To control the moisture and the water and I assume the temperature also.
That sounds like cheating to me. As a person that works on a lawn, that sounds like cheating.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to put underground systems in your yard to control the water underneath your lawn.
Wow, who knew?
They have these
I had no idea.
Huge. We could spend a whole show on that.
Wow.
But so they've got these beautiful greens with this creeping bent grass with this understory, if you will, this infrastructure underneath the greens to keep them beautiful. And then, of course, they mow them. I know they mow them every day.
Wow.
Every day. And remember how we always mow low? Mm-hmm. Mow high in Pensacola. The tees, the greens, they will mow it at 5/16 of an inch.
Wow.
The fairways, 3/8 inches. And the greens are 1/8 of an inch also.
Oh, my goodness. I think that's fun facts. Cool. That is cool.
Okay, last thing about the Masters, because it kind of ties into us here and what we can plant. Every hole in the Masters is named after a plant.
Really?
Absolutely. We could do an hour on this, but we won't. Let me just hit a few of them. Hole number one is tea olive. Mm-hmm. Now, you may not be too familiar with that, but it's a plant that does very well here. Its long name is Osmanthus fragrans because it has these white blooms that just smell so good.
Hmm.
It's called a tea olive. That's number one. Hole number two is pink dogwood, which we really can't grow here, except there is one that over the years we've looked at because it has kind of a pinkish bloom. It's called Welch's Junior Miss. And that's right. And it's a beautiful tree. Now, most people, if you're going to plant a dogwood, I wouldn't go with the Welch's Junior Miss. Go with what they call a Cornus Florida, which is the white dogwood, which we're all familiar with, which we've talked about this before on the Garden Line, had a rough time with some disease problems coming out of Tennessee. But I think they've recovered. I've had some white dogwoods in my neighborhood that have looked spectacular.
I love dogwoods. I always have. Oh,
they really
especially now at Easter time. It's just such a beautiful,
absolutely
beautiful plant.
Absolutely. Okay, let's jump to hole number five, which is magnolia. Which is very, so they can grow magnolias just like we can. But I always like when we talk about magnolias, talk about a newer variety called Little Jim, which is not like the magnolia you see everywhere, which is but it's called Magnolia grandiflora. Well, this Little Jim is magnolia. It looks like a magnolia. It blooms like a magnolia. It is a magnolia, but it grows kind of straight up as opposed to
kind of wandering.
Wandering, exactly. So that's
is it a cleaner version?
Yeah, well, not
tree?
Really, not really.
that's the only downside.
I would say if you're going to plant a magnolia, think about what it's going to be as it grows because the leaves drop every day.
Yes, they do.
The year,
I had one.
And so you're always raking, and really nothing's going to grow underneath it. Really, you have to kind of landscape your way out of that. All right, let's jump to hole number 12.
Okay.
We don't have time to go through all of these. Hole number 12 is called Golden Bell. Now, that's called Forsythia, which will grow here somewhat, not as pretty, but you want to go to Atlanta when the Forsythia is blooming, and it stops traffic everywhere you go.
It's what just, color is it?
It's yellow.
Oh,
and it's
pretty.
Just beautiful. It's just Forsythia. Okay, you ready? Let's jump to hole number 15.
Okay.
That's Firethorn.
Ooh.
Firethorn. Another name for that, which we all No, we don't know it by firethorn. It's pyracantha.
Oh, of course.
Pyracantha.
The old pyracantha.
The old pyracantha. It has the orange, has the orange berries. And a lot of people will let it run up, say, run up your fireplace outside.
Oh, okay.
You know, with these, put up some, these lead-headed nails and kind of let it grow up. And, and it's really, very, very pretty. Okay, we need to go. The hole number 16 is one of the most famous holes in all of golf. That's the par three. And it's Redbud is what it's called. And we know Redbud here in Pensacola. It's a harbinger of spring, and they were beautiful this year, the Redbuds. Hole number 17 is Nandina. Remember the other name for Nandina? Because we grow it here all the time.
No.
Heavenly Bamboo.
Oh, heavenly bamboo. Nice.
And Nandina can grow tall. Are there dwarf varieties of Nandina that a lot of people are using as plants that won't grow so tall?
Right.
You know, can put in the foreground of a bed. Hole number 18, the last hole, is holly. We all know that. And I have no idea exactly which holly they use because there are hundreds and hundreds. The Marinelle is one that grows very tall. Then you've got the low hollies like the Burford Eye hollies and the Nellie R. Stevens hollies. So those are some of the holes at the at Augusta. It's a horticultural dream.
I love that. I had no idea about all of that. It's so fascinating. You're just a plethora of useful knowledge, Mr. Wiggins.
I thought you were going to say unuseful knowledge.
No, no. It's just fascinating. I love it.
Kind of fun to talk
about. So we're going to take a quick break. If you've got a question for Mike about gardening this spring, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question for the Garden Line, Mike Wiggins is in the house, 850-437-1620. Mike, you have an event you wanted to tell us about?
I do. And following that, when we come back from our big break, let's talk a little bit about blooming plants to plant in Pensacola.
Okay, that sounds great.
Out of the North Florida Annual Planting Guide, which is 52. We'll pick and choose.
Ooh, 52.
Out of that list. If we have time. Otherwise, we'd love to have some Texas, and we'll do that after we get back from the big break. But what I wanted to talk about real quick, this is a cool event. It is called an adrenaline pumping fundraiser. Okay.
Adrenaline pumping fundraiser.
Exactly. It benefits ARC Gateway. ARC.
Oh, one of my favorite organizations.
It's called Over the Edge. Okay, here you go. You
know, yes.
Wait a minute. Now, we're going to sign you up before
No.
You're going to have participants will rappel down one of Pensacola's tallest buildings, the SCI building at 220 West Garden.
Now, I've seen this. I've so much respect and admiration for the people that do it every year, but I am telling you.
But you're not going to do it, right?
I am so afraid of heights. I would probably have a heart attack down.
No,
seriously.
No, they will.
And that is so high. The SCI building is a high building.
It's one of the highest buildings in Pensacola.
And they showed video of people as they're stepping off the I can't.
But these are the the experts will help you do this.
Yeah.
They'll put you in all the gear, and then you can rappel down the building.
Are you going to do it?
I don't think. I think it's something else.
Oh, it got a little stumbly there. A little stuttery there for a minute.
Well, wait a minute. Let me make this very clear.
I don't know if I'm.
This isn't my year to do that.
Aha.
Okay. Here's a little bit about it. It really is. It's the excitement of rappelling down a high-rise building, which you don't get that opportunity very often.
It's very
but
cool.
Also, it helps fundraise for ARC Gateway and a lot of community engagement because a lot of folks require and need ARC Gateway for their services to help with their children or their grandchildren. Plus, you got the bragging rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I jumped off that building.
Oh, for sure.
Exactly.
That would be definite.
No. Oh, and here's one for you, Meg. Mm-hmm. No experience needed. All right?
Okay.
That's going to be April 19th all day. I'm going to give you two phone numbers here.
Okay.
Two phone numbers. You can look it up, too. Look up Over the Edge on the internet. But also, you can call 850-434-2638. Or call Stephen, who's kind of in charge of this, at area code 407-455-2273. 407-455-2273. Because you can register, and then you can rappel and just tell everybody about it. Keep in mind, ARC is a great organization. Early intervention, adult training, supported employment, residential services, they do it all for those with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And just wanted to let people know that.
And go to their website, and you'll probably sponsor some folks if you don't want to jump.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Great way to do it.
All right. We will be back with the Garden Line on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel at News Radio 92.3. We're going to have the news next, and then we'll be back.
We'll be back.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, talking about be young, be foolish, be happy on the Garden Line. That's the newer version of the TAMS.
The newer version of the TAMS. They sound kind of alike.
Kind
not,
of alike, not quite.
But a little bit different.
Yep, yep. So, yeah, well, I don't know if the same singers over the years, but I mean, they've been around for 50 years now.
And you saw them at the University of Georgia,
many
huh?
Many times.
And
many
they came
times.
To Pensacola.
Yeah.
One time.
Did they?
They sure did.
So much fun.
And they were great. Well, and they sang that song probably numerous times.
It's the encore. You got to play
while
they
were here.
It's the best dance tune to do the shag and, you know, the beach shag and all that stuff.
I'm sure all our young listeners, we have a lot of.
What are they talking about?
We have a lot of high schoolers who listen to us on the Garden Line.
Yeah.
The shag.
What century are they in? Okay. Sorry, guys. Let's get back to the topic. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And today is Garden Line with featuring Mike Wiggins, our expert on gardening. And we did get a couple of texts during the break. So one of them was that Catherine says to remind everybody that the East Hill Market is today from 3 to 7. That's at 1101 North 12th Avenue. And she says there's going to be about 30 vendors, and some will have plants. So that'll be, and it's going to be a gorgeous day. So
it's going to be a beautiful day for
check out.
No doubt.
And let's see, we had one question. I live in Northeast Pensacola and want to plant trees to create an open border. The area receives full sun, looking at Blue Point Jumper and Arrow Point Japanese Holly. What do you think?
Yes. I wish I knew how tall they wanted it to get.
Ah, okay.
Because so many of the hollies, you can buy hollies that will grow to the sky. I like the Nelly R. Stevens, which is, they grow a little bit shorter. I use those kind of as a buffer against a wood fence. I think both those plants would be fine. It just depends on the height that you want them. So whoever sent the text, kind of give us some parameters. Maybe we can
if
answer
you can
the
send
question
in a text
better.
With how high.
But the plants you mentioned would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would be great. But I just want to know how high.
Okay.
Do you really want a screen, or do you want just something that a low hedge to separate some property lines? If you one thing that we might build on that just a little bit, a lot of people have swimming pools,
right?
And they have a wood fence, a regular 6-foot fence, but the guy behind the fence, their neighbor, has two stories, so he can sit there in his lawn chair and watch you swim all day long. So people say, what can I do for privacy hedge, if you will? Well, so many of our plants, including some of the hollies and some of the other, even the junipers, if you will, are slower growing. So a lot of people will put a deciduous tree like a river birch or even a red maple or something of that order periodically along the property line where you want privacy from the high line of sight.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give you some quick privacy. Disadvantage, a lot of those trees are deciduous. You might get some leaves in the pool, or it's so high that you might not need to plant those lower plants.
Mm-hmm.
So different ways to look at that. But it's deciduous, and so you don't have the privacy in the winter.
Right.
So, anyway, just a couple of thoughts on that. But I would love to know how high he wants that hedge to be.
Okay, great question. If you can, send us in the height you're looking for. And in the meantime, if you've got a question for Mike about spring gardening, 850-437-1620. And you were going to talk about flowers, you said.
Well, we are. But we need to, we also had the text about the guy who wanted to...
about the soil.
About the soil, yeah.
Did you get a chance to look at it?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did.
So he asked, what kind of soil do you recommend for these beds? He has these big beds laid out.
Yeah. Well, just some good brown sand would be good, but what you want to do, this is gets critical, you want to organically amend that soil. Canadian, well, we've preached this sermon before, that Canadian sphagnum peat moss is what you want to do. Spread it out. For that bed, you could put in almost 6 inches of it. Spread it out. Put some limestone in there, dolomite limestone. Doesn't have to be too much. In your beds, probably 10, 15 pounds per bed. That would be fine. And then also a low nitrogen fertilizer, like a 4-12-12. Sprinkle that. Then you're going to turn all of that, turn it under with a tiller or your shovel, and then level it out. That way you've got the organic peat moss to hold your moisture. You've got the fertilizer, low nitrogen, if you don't want to put too much in there. You've got the dolomite lime to be sure your pH is right, so the fertilizer that you put on later will be absorbed by the plants, and you're ready to go. So I think that's a good combination to put in those beds, and I think you'll be fine.
Oh, that's great. So thanks for sending that in. Great question. Exactly. 850-437-1620.
Absolutely. Okay, we were going to talk a little bit. I hope we get a response.
Haven't heard back from him yet.
From the height of
I'll keep an eye on it. I'll let you know.
Okay. North Florida Annual Planting Guide is great. You can Google it, and you can print it out, which has the common name, which we all prefer, and the Latin name, and then the month in which you want to plant the plant and the spacing of the plant. And so I just thought it might be fun to review. There are 52 of them on this list.
Oh, my goodness.
We wouldn't finish till next fall.
Right.
So let's just pick a handful of them and why they're good.
And these are your favorites?
Some of my favorites. Oh, no question. Some of these are my favorites. Some I don't like too much. So I'll tell you when I hit them. The first one is A to Z. So we'll start with ageratum. Ageratum is a small growing plant. Space them about 10 to 12 inches apart. Plant them right now. Now that we're finished with cold weather. It has a fluffy, powder-like, mounding bloom on it, and it's blue. Now, the reason I wanted to point that out is kind of a pincushion-looking plant is you can find white plants and red plants all day long. Finding the blue one, a lot of people do that trying to be patriotic, okay?
Oh,
sure.
So
red, white, and blue.
Of course.
Right? So this is a good choice for the blue plant. It's a member of the aster family, and it's a long-blooming plant you plant right now in the spring, and it's low. You can put it in the foreground of a bed, and it's called ageratum. All the garden centers will have it. How about one more A plant?
Okay.
Alyssum. Alyssum is really, it's called sweet alyssum. That's the long word for it. 6 to 12 inches apart. It'll grow about up to 9 inches tall. It comes white and purple, but white is what most people plant. And really, this is a plant to put, if you've got a holly or so in a big pot or a rose in a big pot, you can plant alyssum around the edges so you're kind of layered down
with
multiple blooms. But it's called carpet of snow is one of the varieties that is really, really good.
That sounds beautiful.
So that's alyssum. Okay, let's jump down to the bees, the begonias. Okay, now the best one are the wax begonias. Love the full sun, and it's one of my favorite plants. They all different kind of names, but the three names that I usually relate to, well, I shouldn't say I usually relate to because of the names, but they've been around a long time.
This should be interesting.
It's the gin, whiskey, and vodka.
Oh.
those are those varieties. And my favorite of the plants is the vodka.
Okay.
It's kind of a copper-looking leaf with a red bloom, and it is absolutely great insofar as a lower-growing annual and will bloom all the way into the fall. Gets very few problems. Not a lot of water, but you got to water it, and then you're in business.
All right. Gin, whiskey, vodka, begonias.
There's also a rum, but you haven't seen much.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
On that note, we'll be back in just a minute on Pep Talk, Pepsico's expert panel, Garden Line, with Mike Wiggins. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg and the Garden Line on Tuesdays with Mike Wiggins. Had a question earlier from one of our listeners, a text in, and he said that he lives in Northeast Pensacola and wants to plant trees to create an open border. He said the area receives full sun. He was looking for a Blue Point Jupiter and Arrow Point Japanese holly. What do you think? He did text in because Mike asked him, well, how tall do you want it to be? And he said, he'd like the tree height to be 10 foot or higher. And he said, but soil there doesn't drain very well.
Very good. I think the holly is a great choice. Now, your cedars would be a good choice, too. That's mm-hmm. We go back to the masters. They use one of the holes. We skipped over it. And they use what they call red cedars. They call it juniper, but it's really a red cedar. If you wanted to see a good example of that, go to Roger Scott Tennis Center. And mm-hmm. drive down Langley down Summit.
Uh-huh.
And look to the left, right by the tennis courts, and they've got those big cedars growing up.
Oh, I've seen those,
It gives them total privacy, and it's a great choice. Now, but I like the hollies, especially if you've got to go that high. An American holly, a Marinelle holly, those are good. There's other varieties around. But here's one of your problems, is finding these taller hollies.
Mm-hmm.
Very few growers grow them that tall. So you probably need to get with your landscaper. And one of the best things you might do is next week when Paul is substituting for me, he's a landscaper. He deals with a lot of these growers all the time. Ask him this same question, where he can find a, say, 6 to 8 foot tall growing holly. I think that's a great plant. Now, the drainage situation, I think your holly will live with that. I really do. I still would add some peat moss to the hole if you're going to plant it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll be fine. But I really would talk to Paul, because finding these taller plants for landscaping is not easy nowadays. And I'll be also tell you what, you better watch your pocketbook too, because they are very, very expensive. But look at that American holly and the Marinelle holly, or even some of the cedars. Might serve the purpose here.
Okay, well, we've got another question. Thank you for that question. That was great. Hope we got an answer for you.
I hope so.
All right, this is Pep Talk, then the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. You can text your questions in to Mike at 850-437-1620. Got a question here. Good morning. Does Mr. Wiggins have an idea where to buy wisteria and some good old-fashioned yellow daylilies, please and thank you?
Oh, I'd go talk to our buddy Larry out of Pensacola Seed and Garden for sure.
Okay.
I think he would help you on both counts. The daylilies, one of my favorites, and we've talked about this before, is a Stella del Oro, which is, for lack of a better word, a dwarf daylily.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is pretty. That's a good daylily to use. But, Larry would have all the answers to that as to where, if he doesn't have them, I bet he can get them for you.
Okay, great. Thank you for that question. Got another one that
Mobile,
just rolled in.
Mobile Highway.
Okay.
Go to that location.
Perfect.
Talk to Larry or one of his folks who know a lot, and I bet they can help you with that.
Okay, very good. Another question came in from Janet. Hi, Meg and Mike. Just got back from a month gone, family vacay.
Oh, Janet, welcome home.
Due to a week of cooler temps now, is there a revised pre- and post-emergence I can do now? Lots of yuck growing.
Yeah, I think it's you could do the pre-emergence, I think, right now, because the temperatures, it looks like, are going to stay in the 70s and probably in the 40s, probably in the 50s at night. If you did it really quick, it probably would work. Keep in mind, though, that all the weeds that are already up, it's not really going to help, except one of the pre-emergents, which is atrazine, will do a little bit of work on some of the broadleaf weeds, the ones that are blooming. So, yes, I think you could do it now, but I sure wouldn't wait. Once we get into the 80s, I think it's too hot.
Okay. She sent in a photo, which you're not able to see right now, but it's, what is this weed grass? Tall with seeds. It feathers out a lot and spreads a lot.
We'll come look at it at the break.
And then another question came in. So is it time to plant trees yet? I have 2-inch posts that are getting very big. The trees are loquats.
Well, yes, you could plant them right now. It'd be okay.
Okay.
I always prefer any tree planting. I love to do it in the winter when they're deciduous and when they lose their leaves. Now, a loquat is not deciduous. And if it's a loquat, if it's in a container, oh, this would be a great time to plant it. Go ahead and do it. Because any plant, even if it's in a container, and the reason I like to plant container plants mm-hmm. is the roots. All the roots of the plant are in that container. So you're not going to destroy any roots by digging it up and moving it or getting it another way. So the loquat, if it's in a container, even if it's not, I'd go ahead and plant it now. But even at that, I wouldn't wait till we get into the hot summer. Because any plant you plant in July, August can easily go through a shock and set it back a little bit. So, no, I'd go ahead and plant it right now. The loquats are kind of cool. Loquat jam, mm-hmm. a lot of people make out of loquats. But they will drop some leaves. Okay. I promise you that. So it's kind of not quite like that magnolia, but they will drop some leaves. But they're not deciduous. It's a nice, shorter growing, non-deciduous tree.
Okay, great. We're getting some great questions in this morning to the Garden Line. If you've got one for Mike in spring gardening, 850-437-1620. He's going to take a look at that photo about the weeds, and we'll be back right after the break on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg and the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins as our host and expert on gardening. Did you get a chance to find out what that that's growing in that yard?
I looked at it. I think it's what one would call a little blue stem, mm-hmm. which is sort of an ornamental-looking grass. I don't believe you'd put it into the weed category. It looks very similar to what muley grass looks like after it blooms in the fall. But I think little blue stem may work. It's not that attractive, so it may be something you want to get rid of. Of course, the picture is something that you don't need to use chemicals to do that. You're going to have to dig that one up.
Right. Okay.
If you don't like it, I sort of like the ornamental grasses myself, so you may want to live with it.
Okay, there you go. If you have a question, there's still some time left, 850-437-1620 on Pep Talk and the Garden Line.
Okay,
we only got a couple minutes left
already.
We don't
have much time left.
I know. You only got to what, bees on their flowers?
We didn't even get way into the bees with the begonia.
We got to the gin, whiskey, vodka, begonias.
Okay, all right, this is a test. Which is our favorite?
Vodka.
Hey, you got it. They are a great plant. I also like the ones with the green leaves and the white blossoms. I don't think you're going to find they name them that in the garden centers anymore. Mm-hmm. That's sort of what they were when they were all developed, and we used to sell them. But I've seen them in the garden centers everywhere, and they're beautiful. They're easy to grow, and we would recommend them. Well, one more. We got 1 minute.
Two minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. Ready to go. Coleus.
Coleus.
Coleus, one of my favorites. Comes two ways. You've got sun coleus, which grow in the sun, mm-hmm. pure sun. Then you've got the shade coleus, which need to be grown in the shade. Both of them are just, you don't grow them for the blossoms, you grow them for the foliage, which is absolutely gorgeous. Purples and yellows, that type of thing. The one I like the best is the sun coleus with, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Garnet and gold.
Uh-oh, look out, FSU.
Okay, all you Seminoles,
look out.
You might want to go and buy you a sun coleus, and when you buy it, you'll know what you're getting.
Right.
It'll be garnet and gold, but that's it's a fun plant to plant because they do well. But so many of our listeners and customers say, I need stuff for the shade, because so much can be grown in the sun. The shade coleus are a great choice.
Okay.
So you might want to look up that.
All right. So we're having some new things that are happening with our music and tech and stuff today. They're making some changes with the tech side. So we don't have our usual outgoing music. So the time I can go bumba da bumba da bumba, but that's our cue.
Okay. You want to see? You can sing some Tams.
That was the best I could. Yeah, no. You don't want me singing anything. But here we go. It's time to say goodbye to Mike this week. You can hear the podcast again on Saturdays. And you can also go online and pick it up at newsradio923.com. Thanks again for great information.
Thank you, Meg. I appreciate it.
So much fun with you,
it
Mike.
Is
I appreciate you.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you again for listening to Garden Line on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.